Rob Parr. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSunshine.com.
Crying?
No, I'm just sweating.
I don't know what's got you upset, but my advice is to stop crying.
I'm not crying. I'm just sweating.
Look, you need to pick yourself up. Man up, all right? So you will win this in the end. It's all about heart and character. Be your best self.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and... are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. How the heck are you? My name is Will Koontz. I'm the host of this show, heard every Sunday right here on Radio St. Pete at 6:10, 6:06-ish, the beginning of that time hour, between 6 and 6:15 p.m. on Sunday here on Radio St. Pete, 10:15, replay the next day, and on podcast at HMBRadio.com. Tuesday morning, and that usually becomes equipped with some sort of blog post, some sort of extra content where I take some time to think about my thoughts and try to dictate them clearly. Sometimes I have an easier time at that than talking into a microphone, which, if I want to make this my career, is probably not a good thing. But, you know, nonetheless, I still manage to get by somehow. Thank you for tuning in. Coming up on the show, we have Billy and Josh. Billy and Josh are from the Tampa Mayhem. The Tampa Mayhem is a professional rugby team. Yes, rugby, that plays right here in Tampa Bay. We're going to talk to them, find out more about their organization. But first, the big news over the weekend this past week was that Dennis Rodman was crying. Yeah, he was crying on national TV. Let's hear a little bit of that.
And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days.
Oh, that's terrible. Den, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Dennis Rodman, you can't cry. Don't cry on national TV. If you're ever on national TV, try not to cry. It's just not a good look. It's a bad look. But he was emotional, you know. Dennis Rodman, we live in a bizarre time, you know. And Dennis Rodman has been friends with... Kim Jong-un, the brutal dictator of North Korea for, I don't know, a couple years now. He begged President Obama to have a meeting with him, and Obama declined. And I guess Trump took him up on that offer. And they met, Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump. It's so weird to say that. And Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman is a NBA player, or was at one point, great defensive player for the Chicago Bulls, Detroit Pistons back in the day. Also just a weirdo, a complete lunatic. This guy, this weird basketball player dude, helped to broker this meeting between this dictator and, you know, some would say a dictator that we have here. But it worked out, I guess, in the end. You know, they met, they had a little chit-chat, and for whatever reason, it boggles my mind, but... they left on a promise that North Korea was going to denuclearize, and that's a good thing, right? I mean, what do you think? Give me a shout, leave a text or voicemail at 813-693-9393. 2-1, 2-4. But no, you know, depending on what team you're on, it's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. We can't meet with these people. We can't meet with our enemies. I don't understand why. How else are you going to find some common ground and maybe find some peace unless you talk to these lunatics? I mean, it's not ideal, right? But it's better in the long run. It's a good thing not to have the constant threat of nuclear war on the table. So, you know, I know the guy's a dictator and not a nice guy, but, you know, for America, as far as America is concerned, we have to put this in its own little basket and say this is a good thing that the president did. You know, you may not like the president. Lots of people don't. But you have to, I mean, you have to just say, okay, he did a good job here. It's in America's best interest. But some people, you know, they don't want to do that. And, you know, when you talk about the elitist left that you hear about, the Bill Maher comes to mind, for instance. I like Bill Maher. I've watched Bill Maher for many years. And he's been a pretty good voice as far as free speech goes on that side. But, man, I mean, these people are wishing the country to fail under this guy. That's just insane to me. Why would you want that? Here's Bill Maher saying last week that he wants a recession really bad. Let's check this out.
I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people, but it's either root for a recession or you lose your democracy.
Well, I don't understand what they're talking about with this stuff. There's these people, you know, these radical, I don't know, I guess leftists, for lack of a better word, they talk about this guy like he's a dictator. He's just not. He's clearly not. If he was a dictator, like they say, this Bill Maher would not be on the air right now being able to say this stuff. What's his name? De Niro, Robert De Niro, when it was at the Tony Awards and said, he just wanted to say one thing, which was F, you know, F Trump, pretty much, which, and he got a big applause from that. Everybody loved it. There's no way that Robert De Niro wouldn't have a bullet in the back of his head and he'd be found in his home if we were under a dictatorship. I mean, come on, man. You could say you don't like the guy, you want a new president, fine. We'll, you know, vote him out in a few years. But to say he's a dictator is just the dumbest thing in the world. Really, you guys got to get a grip with this stuff. It's really insane. Bill Maher's rich, right? He's been in the entertainment industry for a long time. He's had a long-running show with Politically Incorrect and now Real Time with Bill Maher. He's been on TV for 20 years. He's rich. He can survive a recession, no problem. It wouldn't be any skin off his hide at all. But the people that voted for Trump in the Midwest and, you know, farmers or whatever, just trying to make a living, and they lose their job, they're not going to be able to survive a recession. They're going to be hurting from this whole thing. And to wish that on human beings in general is, that's just a travesty, man. People got to get a reality check here. Get a grip. It's really lunacy. But let me know what you think. Give me a shout, 813-693-2124. We can talk about it. I want to say thank you very much before we get started with the show here to Taphouse61, taphouse61.com. That's a bar located right here in downtown St. Pete, 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Pete. And they got a great trivia night on Wednesday night. Everybody loves trivia. Who doesn't? Just John and the trivia crew down there do a great job. So make sure you check that out on Wednesday nights and check them out on Facebook at taphouse61. And Truvy Salon and Spa, of course, Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. Chrissy Parker does a great job with hair, nails. She's got a Botox lady that will shoot poison in your head, and it makes you look beautiful, and you deserve it. You look good. You feel good. So check out truvysalonandspa.com. Make your appointment today. Why don't you? And finally, Homemade Podcasts. Now, this business, I really believe in. That's because it's my business, so I can vouch for it. It's a podcasting consulting company, so you ever wanted to start a podcast, I'm your man. I can help. HomemadePodcasts.com. If you're a business and you want to reach potential clients through podcasting, it's a growing medium, and now's a good time to get a jump on it. So contact me at HomemadePodcasts.com. Let's talk. All right, let's get on with the show. We got Billy and Josh from the Tampa Mayhem.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
The club officially started 2014. We had a minor league team here in 2013. Then the ownership group in out of Jacksonville that owned the Jacksonville Axemen, which is another rugby league team here in Florida, wanted to start the minor league team. Minor league team went successful. Then they decided to make it a full-fledged member of the USARL. And then about 2 years ago, the opportunity to purchase the Mayhem from them came up. So myself and another local guy, Dan, and we've got a partner in the UK, and we've got a couple partners in Australia. And now we're the owners of it.
So how many teams are there in this thing?
In the USARL, I think there's 14, 15, 14? I think 14. It's based up on down the Eastern Seaboard, so, White Plains,
New
York.
So no
West
Coast teams or anything?
Not yet.
It's kind of a new deal, I guess.
It's growing. I know the Chicago area, Midwest, is looking to put in 3 or 4 teams next year, hopefully. But then there's a couple other teams, Carolinas, Miami, are all possibilities for next year as well into Canada, Ontario, and in that region.
When did the USARL kind of come to be?
It officially started, I think, in 2000. I'm looking at you like you would know, Josh. I think it officially started in, 2012, if I'm correct. 2012 or 2013 is when the USARL started. It broke off from the AMNRL, which was the original rugby league.
Is that the only league now that's as far as being
USARL is the national governing body of rugby league in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And what's the reception been for the Mayhem here? I mean, I kind of found you guys just by looking around on Facebook, and I was like, oh my god, I didn't know we had a rugby team here. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been good. We've been we keep growing and growing. That's all we can do is just get out and promote the sport and promote the team, and
What would you say, as if people didn't understand the game, what would be the biggest, how should you watch the game? What's a good comparison as far as other sports that people may be familiar with?
I would say we try to market it as for an American audience. It's very, very close to American football. So it's like 13 linebackers on 13 running backs, except they go, both ways. There's sets of downs like football, tackling, there's tri-scoring. What tri-scoring is like a touchdown. There's conversion attempts after like the extra point in football. And then the hits are, we don't wear any pads. So the hitting is pretty consistent and fierce. I mean, an average player, or not an average player, but a good work rate, what do you think would be in the 30 to 40 tackles a game, Josh?
Yeah, probably 30, 40. Around there.
And you play defense and offense, right, Josh? There's no defensive and offensive players. You're playing both?
No, everyone on the field. There's 13 players on the field, and everyone's got to attack and defend.
And you play 5'8"s. Is that the correct?
Yeah, 5'8" or in the halves, yeah.
And that's kind of like the quarterback you were telling me? Is a comparison to like American football? They kind of, you run the offense and the defense. Is there like plays?
Yeah, it's similar. It's similar, but I'm on the field the whole time. I've got to worry about tackling and defense. Then I've got to help. There's a two halves usually on the field, and then there's kind of like two quarterbacks, so we'll set up the plays and lead the team around the field and stuff.
And like in defense, like to put it in American football terms, like a middle linebacker is usually the one that's calling the defensive plays. That's what generally all half will do. We'll call out, hey, watch this guy, watch this space, up back, that type of thing.
How many players are on a team total? Do you have bench players too? Mm-hmm. It's like that can sub in and...
Yeah, we have we roster 17 per game, so 13 play at a time, and then you've got 4 substitutions.
Wow. So you've been around since 2014, this started, and where do you guys usually play? I mean, you set up the Eastern Seaboard, and where's your home, your home stadium?
All our home games are at Tampa Catholic.
Okay.
We play at their football stadium there. We've had a great relationship with Don, and he's the athletic director there, and they've been fantastic for us to, have the facilities that they offer. But yeah, we travel Jacksonville, Atlanta, Orlando, Naples, teams in Florida. And then, like I said, if you keep going up the East Coast, then there's Virginia, Boston, Philly, New York.
Yeah. So there's, you said you don't wear pads, so it's a very physical game. part of the deal with, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with the criticism of American football is that the pads are part of the problem. Have you found that even though you're hitting hard, that maybe it's not as dangerous as American football would be?
I'm not too sure. I haven't played American football before. Billy might be a bit better to answer that one.
I would say that the tackling, you learn how to tackle properly rather than leaning with your head. If you lean with your head in rugby, you're going to get your brains smashed and your face explodes. So I guess without having the helmet on, then, yeah, you learn to tackle, you know, shoulder, wrap up, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that's where the NFL is headed eventually. They're just going to have to take away that.
Yeah, you'll see those articles pop up on ESPN every now and then. You know, I think the most recent one that I saw was Pete Carroll had brought in, with Seattle, had brought in, you know, a rugby coach to try to, teach tackle technique for some of those guys. But it's going to be tough just because those guys have been tackling a certain way for so long. I mean, those guys have been doing it for, you know, 15, 20 years. They've been tackling one way.
Right, right. And
it's going to be tough to break that habit.
Billy, how did you get involved in rugby? You're from the States, right?
It's not
it doesn't have a huge following here in the States yet.
I got involved with rugby in college at University of Florida. I had an Australian classmate who started playing with the union team at the college. And he said, hey, why don't you come give it a try? And then, walked on there and played there for 4 years and then played union with the Gainesville Men's Club. We started up a club there in Daytona Beach, Tampa with the union side. And then I started playing league in around 2009, 2010, and then been with it since.
Do you still play now?
I can't anymore. My shoulder exploded. So,
bummer, man.
Yeah. No more contact for me.
Yeah. Josh, how did you have an accent? It's not from the deep south here, I notice. It's from a different land.
How could you tell?
I just have a feeling. I just had a feeling. So tell me about your story, how you got here to Tampa.
I'm from Australia. One of my mates that I used to play with, Luke Schramer, he runs a rugby league recruitment agency sort of thing to helps players get to America, France, England, get players from like Australia to over there and New Zealand, and just helps back and forth. And then I saw one of his ads and I just asked him, I just said, man, do you reckon? I was kind of half serious, half not serious. So I just see what will happen. And then he just said I'd be perfect for it. So he recommended me to Billy. And
so you wanted to come to the States. You were trying to live over here.
Probably not to live forever, but just to come and just experience it, get a bit of world experience and change it up a little bit from my 9-to-5 back at home. And
so are you here full time now, or you go back home to Australia for when it's not season?
Yeah, I'm here just for the season, then I'll go back home and then hopefully come back next season or see what happens.
Yeah. What's the, asking about money is tacky. I know that, but I'm curious, what does a professional rugby player in the United States kind of pull in?
Not enough to get by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not enough to get by on as a full-time gig. Mm-hmm.
Most of the guys have other jobs.
Yeah. They all have day jobs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No one's making a salary to call it their
right.
real job. Yeah.
Right. Right. I kind of assumed, but you don't want to assume at these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Josh, what do you do then during the rest of the year when it's not season?
I work in HVAC in AC back home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I do that for work, but
nice. Do you have a place here, or do you just kind of crash with somebody?
Yeah, I'm staying with Dan, one of the owners from the club.
Mm-hmm.
And they've sorted me out with a car and a house and helped me out here.
So where's rugby, I don't know, big? It's Australia, England, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. There's two different codes of rugby. So there's union, which is 15 a side, and then there's league, which is 13 a side. League is, like I said, more towards American football. So league is really big in Australia and in northern England. Union is big in New Zealand and Ireland, Scotland, pretty much the rest of the UK and southern England. So a little London area, you know, that type of geography. Yeah.
What's the plan as far as spread the game to a wider audience, you know, not only here in Tampa Bay, but, you know, the league in general, moving it throughout the States?
Well, we just came off of the World Cup was this past year in, what was it, Australia, Papua New Guinea, posted a few games.
Italy. Oh, Italy.
No, I'm saying,
oh,
yeah,
host,
yeah, I'm saying
Australia,
who hosted,
New Zealand, Papua New Guinea.
Was where it was hosted. So we've actually, North America, so Canada and U.S. have been awarded the World Cup in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a big step for the game. But this, I think next Saturday at Mile High Stadium in Denver, England is playing New Zealand in a match there. So that's, you know, that's going to be a big introduction to a lot of American football fans that have never seen rugby league before. So that should generate a pretty good crowd and some pretty good buzz. I know the Broncos have been pretty supportive in spreading the word and marketing the game. So
yeah, it's a cool game. I've watched, you know, very limited amounts of it. It's kind of hard to follow for me, but
yeah,
any new game is, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, you just have to watch it after. That's probably your best advice, right? If you're interested in it, just watch it. And
yeah,
YouTube. Pick it up.
YouTube's
eventually
loaded with videos of it. And Facebook, you know, NRL, the NRL page always has video clips and highlights and stuff like that. You know, even the individual teams are real good with posting articles. And yeah, there's with the way the internet is now, it's pretty easy to find a game. Even, what is it, Fox Sports? Fox Sports 2?
Fox Soccer Plus.
Soccer Plus, yeah. They show a lot of the games either live or on replay, but because the time change is so fucked, it's, what is it, 14 hours?
Yeah, 14 hours.
So, yeah, sometimes games are on at 2 in the morning or 6 in the morning, or, you know, it all depends.
Sure. Where do you get your athletes from? How do people find you?
A lot of them they play union, because the seasons don't overlap, so we'll play rugby union in the fall and in the spring. And then in the summertime, we'll play rugby league. So we get a lot of guys that play both codes. We'll get a lot of guys that were football players. And then otherwise, just guys that are, you know, they played a sport in high school or they played a sport in college, and they're still, you know, got that competitive itch, and they want to try something new, or they want to keep competing, you know, try to compete at a higher level. We'll get them to come out.
So you could technically try out.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We usually, like this year we had a little bit of an extended preseason. We went, I think, 5 or 6 weeks with, you know, for having no games in that time period. The guys get tired of, you know, beating up on each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we went extended this year just to try to get as many new guys in, get them as comfortable as possible. And we even advertise it as, hey, it's open to any athlete. And all shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm. I guess it helps to be a decent size. I got my ghost in here. some sort of electrical issue. So don't be freaked out if these things start flashing. So I guess it would help if you had a background in rugby, but you don't necessarily have to. You can pick up the game pretty quick.
Yeah, even a few of the boys that have come from American football, I've only been here a few weeks, but you can tell they're just natural athletes, go good in rugby. Like, even if you're not an athlete, you should come down and have a go. And you know, I'm not much of an athlete, but I'm a decent football player.
Me either. I do kind of want to record a video. I think it would be fun if I came down there and you guys can just kick the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I think that would be fun.
Give it a whirl. You never know.
Did you ever see the Jackass or Johnny Knoxville? I think he was
rugby
thing.
They were in, I think they were in Ireland for that one.
Yeah.
Were they, yeah, him and, was it Pontius?
I think so.
They
freaking. I don't want to do that. I can't do that crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've been talking about doing some. I want to do some videos for the Bone. You
mm-hmm.
know, and I mean that's as easy to do it with your cell phone now. So
yeah.
I want to try it one day. So maybe I'll come down there and see if I have what it takes.
Tomorrow afternoon.
I can't. Oh, I can't tomorrow afternoon. Maybe
yeah,
some
I
later
see
date.
A guy in the thing. Yeah.
So I mean, what's the reception been for you? I mean, as far as being in Tampa, you know, you have limited promotion, but it's been going.
It's been
good,
pretty successful.
Though, right?
I mean, from where we were, from when we took over ownership 2 years ago, this is our third year, in charge of things. It's growing. It's, you know, from where our attendance was 2 years ago to where it's at now, where, you know, we're getting a couple hundred at our games, and then just our viewing audience with our, you know, our YouTube channel, we're getting a lot of hits on that, and then Facebook has grown exponentially over the last couple of years. So it's been a positive reception. We get a lot of people that it's a friend of a friend, or, you know, somebody's girlfriend's friends or brother or whatever. You know, we just say, hey, bring one person, bring two people. And then they come out and they're like, holy shit, I didn't know this even existed. This is mm-hmm. awesome. You guys are kicking the hell out of each other.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to watch. And then they tell somebody. So a lot of it's, yeah, word of mouth. And social media are our two biggest advantages that we have.
What's been the biggest challenge for you as far as being an owner of the team?
The biggest challenge, dealing with Australians.
I've heard they've had a reputation. I've heard.
I would say that the biggest issue we always face is that is fields, whether it's practice fields or, you know, before we even had to, you know, got the relationship with Tampa Catholic, it's tough to find practice fields and game fields in this area. Well, I should say in the Tampa area, it's really rough if it's not a youth sport. The youth sports have, which we've even been trying. We have, you know, we have youth camps before our games, and it's still really, really tough to get facilities available. Because it's not something that can be played in like a baseball or a softball outfield. We need something like a full size soccer pitch or soccer field, and that's tough to come by.
Yeah. What about for you, Josh? What's been the biggest challenge for you coming to America and trying to play this game?
Probably the hate.
The hate?
Yeah, the hate.
And people hate on you? Hate. Oh, the hate. Oh, my gosh. Yes, that makes way more sense. I was like, wow, I would hope we would give you a warm welcome. I didn't know we didn't like the Australians
most
either.
Most people have been pretty friendly so far.
Yeah, the heat is brutal, and it's just changed, too. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but within the past, I don't know, 2 weeks, it's unbearable now.
Yeah,
I don't
sucks.
Know what the
just
deal
so
is.
It's so humid.
Yeah, it's the worst.
In fact, I usually play league in winter back home, so trying to play now and...
So it's winter in Australia now. Yeah. Right. So you're used to that. Yeah, it's I mean, it's hot in Australia too, but it's a dry heat. You don't have that humidity, that crushing pressure just sitting on you all the time. It is the worst. Yeah. So why not play maybe in the winter down here?
Field availability.
I see.
Because with high school football is in session usually from September through sometimes as late as November and November.
Yeah.
Then usually right after that soccer picks up. So they have the fields at that time. So it's tough. Mm-hmm. We just don't have field availability. And plus we don't want to really try to compete with other sports because during the summertime, you know, you got baseball and it's dog days of summer. There's nothing else really going on. NBA is over,
yeah.
You know, NFL's over. All you guys, just baseball. So we don't really have anybody to compete against with that. So that helps.
So the season just started then recently?
Yeah, we just had our first game, 2 weeks ago? We opened up the season home against Jacksonville.
How many games are in a season?
We've got 8 or 9, I think, and then you know, playoffs, national championships, stuff like that. So
is it weekly or?
Yeah. Usually every Saturday. We just happen to be, we were on a bye this past Saturday, but we're actually heading down to Naples. We play Southwest Copperheads, which is, I think they play at Lehigh High School in Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're playing at down there this Saturday.
So how many teams does Florida have total?
Currently four, or no, three.
Oh, wow.
Three, yeah.
One in Naples, one in, you said
Jacksonville and then us, yeah. And then Orlando is, Orlando didn't enter the competition this year. They've had a team, I think the past 3 or 4 years, but they're looking to, you know, get back next year. I guess they had some issues with ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. But yeah, they should be back next year and yeah, hopefully keep growing it from there.
Yeah. Right on. So you play at the, where'd you say?
Tampa Catholic. Yeah.
And then what's it like if people want to, I mean, do you usually play in the afternoon, in the evening? Or?
Well, we play our games at 5:30 just because to help these guys.
So a little better, yeah.
They don't melt on the field, but it still is pretty, I mean.
Still hot.
Still pretty hot.
Still, the sun's out till 8, yeah.
Yeah.
So. And how long is a game?
2 40-minute halves. It runs like a soccer game where it's nonstop. I mean, there is usually maybe, you know, a minute or two of stoppage time, but then you get about 10-minute halftime, and then yeah, you play another 40. So game starts at 5:30. It's usually done by 7:15 or so.
And somebody wanted to come watch you. How would they do that?
You can get tickets at the gate at the stadium, or if you went onto our website, which is
TampaMayhem.com.
How the hell do I not know
don't
this?
Ask me.
I think I looked today.
Google Tampa Mayhem Rugby League, it'll pop up. We're on Facebook. Yeah, just do that.
Yes.
On across all social media, we're Tampa Mayhem RL. So,
what's it cost if like a family wanted to come out and
watch? Kids under 16 are free. Otherwise, it's $5.
Oh, that's
yeah,
good deal,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and there's no kidding. Full concessions there as well. So if they wanted snacks, hot dogs, burgers, you know, chips, drinks, all that type of stuff, that's all available there as well.
Nice. So, Josh, did you, the heat was kind of a big thing for you. Did you have any culture shock coming over here? I mean, it's pretty much
it's
the
not,
same,
it's,
yeah, right?
It's not too much different, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
They sell beer everywhere, though. They don't do that back home.
They don't do that? Oh, I thought you guys were drinkers.
We're drinkers, but we drink.
There's like specialty locations.
Yeah, there's only like liquor bars stores and stuff. And, yeah.
Well, I think, I mean, like here in the States, if you go, it varies county by county. Like I know if you go up north, I've got family from New Jersey, you can't go, like here, you can go to a gas station and get a case of beer.
Right.
Up in Jersey, you have to go to either a specific liquor store, like a packaged goods.
Uh-huh.
You can't go to a gas station. So
right. Or a grocery store.
Yeah, grocery stores, you can't get it either. Yeah.
Right. And you still got animals here that can kill you. That's another big thing, yeah. Both in Florida and Australia. You got deadly animals running all around. Snakes and, you know, alligators.
I haven't seen any out of here yet, so that's been
you haven't? Oh, boy. I don't either. Sometimes I think it's a myth. I mean, we live in the city, so I guess you're not going to see as
home.
Much
well,
gator,
stuff. Yeah. Same back home, honestly.
By my house, there's a bunch of gators.
Is there?
Yeah.
I'm not coming to your house.
But gators, the gators don't mess with you. Yeah.
I saw this thing about Australia one time. It's like on TLC or something, one of the learning channels, and they were talking about encounters with deadly animals, and they just had this tarantula or some sort of spider just walked in people's homes. And they're like, yeah, this is what you have to deal with in Australia. So that's a lie.
I think it's a bit overrated. Well, I'm from the suburb, like in the city, just on the outskirts near the suburbs near Sydney. So I don't encounter that much, to be honest. But yeah. I out further out into the bush and stuff.
I guess it's the same here.
So we got black widows and brown recluse and you know, shit like that. So I guess it depends where you're going and if you're messing with them or not.
It's way in the city.
What's been your favorite part about Tampa, Josh?
The beaches.
Mm-hmm.
And going out.
Really, the beaches?
The nightclubs.
Yeah, I was just saying, going out, yeah.
Where's your favorite place to go out down here?
I like McDinnis. McDinnis?
Yeah. Down in Tampa. We got one in St. Pete, too, down here.
Yep.
Have you been out in St. Pete?
Yeah, I've been out in St. Pete.
Yeah.
Went out there. I've had a few Sunday fun days there already.
It's a great place to do it, man.
It's been awesome, man.
I haven't had the chance really anymore, but it's pretty fun. But, yeah. All right, guys, any parting words before we get out of here?
If you're interested in finding more about us, check out our website, Facebook, and hopefully, everybody will come out to the game.
Come down and watch. Come down and have a look. Like, I think a lot of Americans, they'll be shocked at how much they'd like it. It's a similar game to football, and I think they'd love it. They really would. They should come down and have a look.
It is a great game, and I think it's just waiting to catch fire here. I think it's only a matter of time.
Yep.
So I'm going to come down. You guys can kick the crap out of me at some point. I'll work it out with Billy, and we'll get a video together.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. Our next home game is June 30th. If anybody comes to the game on June 30th and mentions that they heard us on the podcast, I'll buy them a beer at the our sponsor pub at the patio after that.
Damn, that's a good deal. All right, very good. So mention the Homemade Broadcast, and Billy will buy you a beer. All right, Billy and Josh, thank you guys for coming. Appreciate you.
Beauty. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
All right, thanks to Billy and Josh for coming by. Check out mayhemrl.com. You can find all the info about the Mayhem over there. Next home game is the 30th, and that is against the Atlanta Rhinos. That's played at Tampa Catholic High School, 4630 North Rome Avenue, right there in Tampa. I guess you can get tickets right at the box office, too, if you can't get them online at mayhemrl.com. Get them right at the box office. $5. I mean, that's a pleasant evening there. You get to watch guys kick the crap out of each other for $5. What more do you want? And there's beer and stuff? I mean, forget it. I'm there for sure. So, and if you see Billy, you know, like he said, Billy's a man of his word, I'm sure, no doubt about it. If you see him, say, hey, I heard you on the Homemade Broadcast, and he will happily buy you a beer. So that sounds like a goddamn deal and a half, if you ask me. Thanks for tuning in this week, folks. Next week we have, I don't know, could just be me again. I don't know. It depends how good I am with booking people and figuring out what's going on. But hey, 813-693-2124 is the phone number here. If you want to leave a voice or a text message, I've been fighting with a woman on Twitter all day who is not a big fan of the old B-Dog. I don't know what I did, but she is not a fan of me. So I'm very active on Twitter. You could tweet me at @home_made_man. I will happily fight with you on there. Not a problem. Make sure you check out hmbradio.com for blog posts as well as old podcasts. You can catch up and listen on Radio St. Pete Sundays, 6:15 p.m. And Mondays, it replays at 10:10 p.m. And remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast. It's really important. It really helps me out. And it's an easy way to help support us. Just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your pods. I think we're in TuneIn. I mean, everywhere you can get pods, we're there. So you could tune in, tell a friend. That's really important. And make sure you tune in to Stay Woke at midnight on 102.5 The Bone here in Tampa Bay. If you're not listening, or if you're not local, I should say, then just get the app. It's really easy. You can just say 102.5 The Bone in the App Store. Download the app. You can get Stay Woke on demand as well as all the other Bone shows. Mike Calta Show, Drew Garabo Live, Roger and JP. They're all there, man. They're on demand. So make sure you check that out. Tell a friend. Facebook, you can get at me at HMB Radio on Facebook and Stay Woke as well. Follow me on Twitter. Like I said, home_made_man. Same thing on Instagram. You can find me over there. What else? I don't know. Jeez. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, make sure you stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit right after that. That's it. Enough of me. Let me send you some stickers, though. Email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. Send me your address. I'll ship some out to you free of charge. Not a problem. Get a hold of me, 813-693-2124. That's the voice and text line. Visit hmbradio.com. Have a great week, you know. My name is Will Koontz. This has been the Homemade Broadcast. HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Have a great one. See you later. Bye-bye.
Have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.